This morning we're going to be thinking about treasures. So things which we treasure, things which we think are important. And I've asked some people to bring some things along this morning which they treasure. So, Sylvia, you brought some things along for us to see, haven't you?
I've bought two things which were both given to me as leaving presents when I left teaching in the Solomon Islands. And I like these because they're my memory of the Solomons and because they're messages of love and thankfulness from people that I loved and worked with. On the one that Rosemary's holding up is a copper plaque of the Goldie College Chapel, which was right in the centre of the school and the centre of everything. And it says, with love from the Goldie College community. And this one that I'm holding up was given to me by the United Church Women's Fellowship. And that says, Leana Hola, Elitokani Goi, Soku Mami Kombru, which being translated, thank you very much, you have looked after all our children. And that's certainly what I was doing for 18 years, particularly the girl students. And those of you who've got teenagers at home, those of you who are teenagers, or those of you who've previously known teenagers, will know that looking after roughly 100 girls each year was a very, very uphill job. All healthy teenagers, and not saintly teenagers necessarily. Thank you.
And Matt, did you bring anything this morning?
I don't know whether anybody would recognise where that is. Well done, Sarah. It's Yorkshire. Which particular part of Yorkshire? The moors. Yeah, the North Yorkshire moors. The reason I've bought this, not for this particular picture, but because I've been to North Yorkshire many, many times on holiday, and it really is my favourite place that I've ever been to and ever likely to go to. Anybody tell me why perhaps they think I love it so much? It's a beautiful place. It's very peaceful. It's almost like England was sort of 30 years ago. It's like a different world up there. How many people have been there? North York Moor, Whitby and around that area? Quite a few of you. It's almost like going back into time. It's quiet, it's peaceful. And what animal would you find there? Particularly sheep. Not goat, I haven't seen goat, but sheep. The place is absolutely full of sheep. And it always reminds me of the Bible and one particular story. When I go there, which is when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And I always think that, you know, that the sheep there are like us. They're all a bit scatty. They all follow one another blindly. And we're a bit like that. But then Jesus is our shepherd who can keep us on the right path if we follow him. And that is why I love the area so much. Thank you.
So has anybody else got any treasures? Anything, any memories? Or I know some of my brownies, they have a treasure box, and sometimes they bring it along to brownies, and they show us all the treasures they've collected. It might be a shell from a holiday they've been on, or it might be a picture of their pet. So it's something which they treasure very much. Has anybody got any treasures like that? Nobody. Nobody at all. Yes, we've got one. One of the guides? No? Pamela over there, right.
It probably has to be my wedding band.
Which I
wear all the time and I treasure very much.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Sarah's got something.
It's a bit similar to Pamela's. I've lost both my grandmas and I was very close to both of them. So I wear my grandma Hislop's cross around my neck and I have my grandma Barrack's wedding ring on my opposite finger.
Right. So in most of these things, it's not the object themselves which is valuable, but it's the memories or the associations that it recalls in our minds. So they're very important treasures and something which we should treasure. We're now going to have our first reading, and this is going to help us see how much God treasures us. And we've got two of the guides, Eleanor and Ellie, who are going to come and read it for us.
The reading comes from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. When I look at the sky, which you have made, at the moon and the stars, which you have set in their places, what is man that you think of him? Mere man that you care for him.
Yet you made him inferior only to yourself. You crowned him with glory and honor. You appointed him ruler over everything you made. You placed him over all creation, sheep and cattle and wild animals too, the birds and the fish and the creatures in the seas. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Thanks be to God.